The Volumes of Truth, Volume 7. I Am Calling You Out, Part 2. Come out of the churches of men, and I will receive you, says the Lord. October 7th, 2010. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear.
Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Prepare your hearts, my people. Yea, cup your ears and listen, all you who call of yourselves Christian. Pay close attention and heed my words, for it is I, your Redeemer, who speaks. And behold, I shall indeed open my mouth once again, and the sound of the final trumpet before the time shall be heard. The line set, the division established, the last of my bride called forth, says the Lord. Yet what of all these who have not given heed to the sound of my voice, who do always turn away from my commands? What of all these who stiffen their necks and refuse to come out of the churches of men, people who hold fast in their pride, arrogant assemblies who have altogether forsaken the Lord their God? They shall surely die! Yet all those who call upon the name of the Lord in that day, in truth, with sincere remorse, shall be delivered. Yet so as through fire. For I tell you the truth, there is indeed a death of a man unto death, and a death of a man unto life. Yet he who willingly forsakes his life in this world for my sake has already passed from judgment into life. Therefore I, even I, the Lord God of heaven and earth, am calling you out. I am calling you to come out from amongst them. And to be separate, that you no longer be given to the fornications of the churches of men, nor be caught up in the filth of the pagan, that you cease from committing adultery with all these strange men of unclean lips, who dwell amongst a people of unclean lips, who cease not from polluting my name and my glory. Yet you will not come out. Nor will you abandon this other way you have chosen. For you do always hold out the hand against the cleansing of the Spirit. You do always reject the word of the Lord. Therefore, because you have a harlot's forehead, and refuse to be ashamed, and because you have altogether hardened your hearts against me, hear the word of my mouth, and consider the indignation of the Lord. I am against you, O churches of men! Yes, even I am against you. I am against your leaders and your elders. I am against your congregations and your guest speakers. I am against your corrupt doctrines and your perverse traditions. I am against you, says the Lord. And of your forefathers, they shall surely answer for their subrogation of me and my word in the day they are called forth from the pit. When they stand up in their graves to give an account of their every word and deed which they performed in my name to pollute it. Yet upon this generation who say,
We are wide awake, our eyes see, our ears hear, and our mouths speak the only truth.
I have already brought forth and purposed ruin. Yes, upon this generation and upon the churches of men, I have purposed great ruin. I have prepared destruction, and shall bring forth calamity upon all these houses which bear my name without permission. For I shall strip away every roof under which you have endeavored to take sanctuary, and break down every wall behind which you attempted to fortify your position. For you have surely rebelled against me, desecrating the truth of who I am, all for the sake of your unjust cause. Behold, my judgment is declared already, and shall come, and on a day you do not expect, and at an hour you did not look for. Disaster shall break out suddenly against you. Behold, it shall overtake you at a moment, and in the twinkling of an eye the multitude shall be undone, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, Churches of men! Remove yourselves from my throne! Stop recreating me in your own image! Draw back your hand from this other Jesus you uphold. Let every graven image fall. Let every idol shatter in pieces. Or did you think my eyes were shut to your transgressions? Did you think I would not see it? And did you think I had turned away my ear from listening and would not hear it? For you have surely sinned against me, O churches of men. Therefore, I shall purge you and stir you up. I shall discipline you and wear you out. From the least of these houses to the greatest, I shall shake your every foundation, until every pillar which you have erected in your arrogance to bring glory to your vanity crumbles and comes crashing down, breaking in pieces before your eyes. For I am the Lord, and I will not share my glory. Therefore, let no man speak in the name of the Lord, unless I myself have sent him, unless I myself have appointed him to speak. Let him be quiet, and open not his mouth. Lie not to yourselves, O pastors and preachers and leaders among men, for I know who I have sent and who I am sending. Lie not to yourselves, nor let any congregation attempt to place my name upon their blasphemies as a cover to hide their adulteries, as they put the Holy One of Israel to an open shame. For I am the Lord, yes, I am He, and I have seen it. For you have surely betrayed me, O churches of men. You have altogether become as one who has committed treason. You are no bride, neither is there a woman of virtue among you. Behold, you are all harlots, daughters of fornication, women who demand payment for their services, heavy-laden women filled with iniquity, prisoners held captive by their own corrupt doctrines, chained by their own filthy traditions, doctrines and traditions at which the pagans laugh, jeering and laughing on account of that which you have borrowed from them, mixing the holy with the unholy, the clean with the unclean, and that which is to be held in great reverence with that which is contemptible. Doctrines and traditions, which I hate. Churches of men, you are unclean. Thus all you have built up for yourselves, of yourselves, to your own glory, has become meat for disaster, destruction which comes quickly. For the Lord your God has spoken it, and so shall it be. Therefore, come out! Behold, even I shall speak it plainly once again, so you may escape. Sons and daughters of men, come out of the churches, and be joined unto me. For I am your only sanctuary, says the Lord. Yes, I, your Redeemer, am calling you to come out of the churches of men, to be separate, and to no more worship me in that way, to no more touch the unclean thing, to no more let hypocrisy enter your ears, to no more sit in the company of those who pollute my name and lean upon their own understanding, who trust in their own righteousness as they sit upon self-made thrones of pride. A perverse and high-minded people who rest upon their own laurels, by which they highly esteem themselves, seeking always the praise and glory of men. My people, come out from amongst them! Run from all these who reject this word, and push out the hand against my messengers, who hold fast to all these doctrines of men, which I hate! Depart quickly from all these rebellious houses, who refuse correction and shut their eyes to truth! For they do always stop their ears from hearing the voice of the Lord their God, choosing rather to persecute and slander those I have sent to them. Behold, I have become as an idol to them, which they have formed in their own image. Desecration! Great blasphemy! Therefore, because you have made for yourselves idols, many graven images, and because you have committed adultery as a wayward harlot, allowing men with suave tongues and clever lips to have their way with you, to be lords over you, men in authority who do always fight against me in word and by deed, even to the persecuting of my messengers. Therefore, thus says the Lord, as you have become, and according to that for which you stand, so shall you be treated. Churches of men, you do continually crucify me by all you say and do. Again and again you put the author of life to an open shame, marring my image by your detestable doctrines, spitting upon me by all your contemptible traditions, molding me and shaping me according to the dictates of your own evil hearts. Satan has deceived you, and to his desires have you given heed. His lies have you propagated. He has never been on the side of truth, because there is no truth in him. Indeed, he is the father of all lies, and you have welcomed him in. Thus this generation does always disobey the voice of the Lord their God, nor will they receive of his correction. Truth has altogether perished among them. Behold, it has been cut off from their mouths. Churches of men, shall you forsake the commandments of God by permission in my name? Then turn to your brother and say,
we are delivered to do all these things,
making me the author of your sins? Touch not the commandments! Draw back your hand from desecrating the holy law! For that written by the finger of God was etched in everlasting stone and forged with eternal fire. Therefore, woe to any man who attempts to alter the writing thereof, or render the law of no effect. For death waits at the door, and the mouth of Sheol is wide open, ready to receive him. Therefore, thus says the Lord, I have brought charges against you, O churches of men, and my judgment shall be swift, your discipline severe, and you shall all be broken in the day of your ruin. Indeed, judgment must begin at the temple of God, of which each one of you were to be. Thus it has been decreed, and must be, it has commenced. Behold, the call has gone out, and shall continue, until the first separation is made complete. Then shall that which I have purposed upon your houses immediately follow. Indeed, it has come forth already to shake you, and to stir you up, that you might be moved from your places, and come out, that you might fall hard upon your faces, and repent. Oh, my people, why do you stand defiant? Why do you stiffen your necks and furrow your brows? How is it you say you are my people, yet continue to shoot out the lip and shake the head, tempting the Lord your God? For I tell you the truth, it shall by no means be finished until every last one of your detestable sanctuaries is torn down and you are broken, until the loftiness of men is left in tatters and the rebellious are utterly devastated. For in that day I shall surely turn my face against the earth and every inhabitant, says the Lord. Behold, in that day I shall come down and murder every god of the Gentiles to which they have prepared offerings and made sacrifices, to which they have prayed and bowed down, to which they have worshipped in vain. Even the God of the sons of Ishmael shall die in that day, for he is not God. He looks nothing like me. He is a facade of the devil, an elaborate deception of Satan, whose heart is wrath, whose ways are a never-ending offense. For at his heart he declares,
I will profane the name of the Lord, and pollute the majesty of his being. Behold, I shall cause the nations to worship me, and hearken to my words. Yea, I shall deceive the whole world, and who shall deliver them from my power, or from the many snares which I have set for them? And behold, men shall hate the God of Israel, and loathe his chosen people. Yes, they shall gather unto me, and to my servant, and we together shall build a great army, and darkness shall prevail rather than light, and the king who was and is to come, shall be defeated.
Behold, I am against you, Satan, says the Lord God. Even I, Yahuwah, the Father of all nations, am against you. Thus you shall surely be brought down to shame. And as the beast of the field treads down the tall grass, so shall my people tread upon you. For of such are all your plans before me. Of such are all these false gods before me. Dry grass, here today and tomorrow thrown into the fire. I am the Lord. Behold, as I have purposed, so shall it be done. And that which I allow shall be also, yet only for a short season. For in that day and at that time, the name of the Lord of hosts shall cause the whole world to shudder, and the sound of the voice of the Holy One shall slay many mighty and strong nations. A great multitude of slain, driven through by the sword of his mouth, many 10,000s, consumed and destroyed in the brightness of his coming. Destruction from the Almighty, says the Lord God. And oh, how the earth shall groan in that day, for the whole earth shall heave and cast off the wickedness of men. The land shall shake violently and break apart, destroying all mankind has made. And behold, consuming fire shall come down from heaven and cleanse the face of the whole earth, says the Lord. Then the glory of the Lord shall come to rest upon the mountains of Israel. And behold, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. For I am the Lord. Yes, I am he who secured the victory from the very foundation of the world, and pronounced judgment before men came to dwell upon the earth. Yes, I am he who has declared the end from the beginning, the Holy One who was and is to come, the Almighty, the Lord of all, the Creator of heaven and earth. Even from everlasting to everlasting, I am he. Therefore I ask you, who are all these who have opened their mouths foolishly to reproach the living God? And who are all these who display a form of godliness, yet deny the power thereof? What part do I have with all these houses which are called by my name? And what part do I have with all these churches of men who do always take the name of the Lord in vain by all they say and do? I tell you the truth. You are all as foreigners to me. Emmanuel has passed you by. For I had poured out my spirit upon you, that you might be bathed in the light of my coming. Behold, upon all flesh did I pour it out, yet you would not receive of me, nor would you come out. Instead, you turned away from my leading, and shut the door when I came knocking. For you do always resist the voice of truth, and refuse correction, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, churches of men, you have surely played the harlot, even as your mother has played the harlot, reveling in her fornications. From the beginning she has been a whore and played the harlot, receiving into herself many lovers. She has never been on the side of truth. Deceits are found always in her mouth. Even those who came out of her to point the finger became like her. For there is nothing new under the sun. For the heart of man remains deceitful and wicked. And in his unending quest for power, he grows ever more corrupt, as he strives always to enhance his self-perceived glory, that he might fulfill his ever-increasing lusts. Yet I tell you the truth. The reformers are cast down. Every one of them sleeps. In the pit they have all lain down. O great and lofty churches of men, you have enlarged yourselves. Your pomp reaches unto new heights, higher than your tallest steeple, by which you seek to pierce heaven. Therefore, I shall surely cast you down. Even all of you shall be made to sit upon the ground. For you do always resist my voice, and in your arrogance you reject my words, believing yourselves to be above reproach. Deep-seated pride, which chokes my word, and is quick to blaspheme my spirit. Behold, you have surely reproached me, says the Lord. You have slandered my servants, and bore false witness in my name, against me and my messengers. For you say,
surely they have a demon. Yes, they have given heed to deceiving spirits, for God would never speak in such a manner.
Yet I tell you the truth. It is you who has given heed. It is you who has been greatly deceived. Therefore are my servants slain, and my people given up to the blade. Yet you persist and say,
we serve the Lord. We are God's servants.
You have surely sworn falsely. For as I live, says the Lord, you have all spoken lies before me. Thus, as it was written of my people Israel, so it is even unto this day with you. For you have grown fat. You are sleek. Yes, your deeds surpass those of the wicked. You do not plead the cause of the fatherless. Yet you prosper, and the right of the needy you do not defend. Thus you are given up to the slaughter. Yes, you have all grown rich, very fat. You are swollen with pride. Your houses have become enlarged, spreading far and wide. Therefore every lofty house must be brought down, and every great and lavish church must be left in ruins. Behold, I shall tear you in pieces, says the Lord, and in the day of my anger I shall not withhold. For you have surely robbed me. You have surely cast my people down, accounting them as spoils. Unfruitful servants, shall I not repay? Shall I not punish you for all these things? Behold, I had caused my name to resound amongst the Gentiles, and among those in far nations the Holy One has had renown. Yet what is this I see gathering strength throughout this generation? Perversions of every kind, celebrated openly in the streets. Multitudes who dwell gladly in the midst of Sodom, and walk at ease amongst the people of Gomorrah. Behold, wayward nations cover the earth, and every church goes its own way. Therefore do you stand in judgment, O most perverse and deceitful generation. Therefore do I leave you to walk through the valley, O churches of men. For you have all forsaken me. Thus says the Lord, behold, I have judged already, and am come to pass judgment. For I had called to you, O churches of men, saying, come out, and be separate. Yet you refused me. As an obstinate child flailing in the midst of a tantrum, so have you refused to obey my voice. Neither will you listen. Indeed, you are altogether unable to receive correction. Even as a stubborn ox, which sits upon the ground and cannot be moved, so are you amongst the churches of men, bull-headed and unmoving. Therefore, I will release you into the open field, and break up your fallow ground. And of all your finely crafted houses, they shall have no place, for only waste places shall be found. Where there was once laughter, behold, only wailing shall be heard. Where there is once great riches, behold, only destitution shall remain. And where great teachers once stood, preaching loudly in my name, polluting it, behold, the sound of a great crash, abasement, then silent lamentation, as all your works are burned up in the fire, declares the Lord. And now you raise your voices against me once again, with renewed fervor, because of this word. Thus I shall indeed punish you for all these things. I shall indeed stretch out my hand and break your pride. For as the firm hand of a father humbles a haughty daughter, and disciplines an unruly son, so shall I deal with you, O churches of men. For you have surely forsaken me, says the Lord. Beloved, you have forgotten your God, and the Holy One, your Redeemer, has become unrecognizable to you. How then shall you escape? How then shall you be delivered from all this death which encompasses you round about? How then shall you hide from the destruction which comes quickly from on high, drawing ever closer to take away your life? For your ways and your teachings do always contradict sound doctrine. Indeed, your doctrines and traditions profane my holy name, as you further defile yourselves through your acceptance of pagan practices and myths, which have been passed down to you by your forefathers, men who were corrupters and given to corruption, false servants who committed adultery with the pagans, and did not wholly separate themselves from the many harlotries of the Catholic Church. I tell you the truth, she shall be torn in pieces. And yet all you churches of men remain like her, teaching always as doctrine the commandments of men, which has altogether turned you from the truth. For you profess to know me, yet by your works you deny me, being disobedient, abominable, disqualified for every good work. Thus as it was written of those who rebelled against me at the first, so it remains concerning you at the last. Your mouths must be stopped, for you have subverted whole households, teaching things which you ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. For I tell you the truth, you have surely blasphemed the Spirit of God, says the Lord. Thus I shall rebuke you sharply for your sins, by which you have rebelled against me. I shall correct and discipline you for the multitude of your transgressions, by which you have robbed me. For I have seen in your hearts malice, and how you seek to hold others captive, how you hold their sins over their heads and cast judgment, as though it were a hook. Therefore do your sins remain. Therefore must your discipline be severe. For if I do not punish you for your iniquities, if I do not tear down all your houses and make you very poor and desolate, you can in no wise be joined unto me, declares the Lord. For I have not forgotten you, nor will I forsake you utterly as the wicked. I will remember you, for I have known you. No, not as you are, but as you will be, when I have broken your pride and brought your haughtiness to the ground, in the day I rob you of all your riches, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, behold, I shall surely establish the line, and all on this side of the line shall be taken, and all on that side shall by no means escape, except through fire and tumult, until pure testimony flows from their lips, and death comes to set them free, even as those who at present hold fast to the testimony of Yahushua HaMashiach, and also keep the commandments of God, have given up their lives for my sake. Thus all those who repent shall set themselves apart in that day, and they will keep that which they had forsaken. Yes, they shall honor the law of the Father, which they had forsaken in my name. Yes, in that day they shall come to testify of me as I really am. No more shall they pollute my name or the glory of my majesty in their own names. No more shall they judge their neighbor harshly with impudent hearts. No more shall they mar my image among the people by all these detestable doctrines and traditions. Yes, my beloved, you shall be made new, and all that you were shall pass away in that day. Your vain worship shall cease, and all wickedness shall be purged from the midst of you. And you shall be for me a testimony and a witness, a great remnant who shall be given a new voice. For I shall put a new song in your mouths, and cause your lips to burst forth with praise, even unto pure testimony in my name. And you shall lift up your voices boldly, causing the song to be heard throughout the city, until you fall asleep. Fear not, for though you die, you shall not sleep at all, for you shall be with me in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, in the day you give up your life, having ceased from loving your life in this world, as one who in vain grasps at the wind, keeping it rather unto eternal life. The day your love is made perfect in the Beloved, the day you find solace upon the bosom of your Savior, the one who consoles your hearts and wipes away all your tears. Therefore, I am sending out this last trumpet before the time, increasing its sound, a final trumpet blast to warn the people, echoing in all the earth until the consummation. For behold, the day of the Lord is about to overtake you, and the great and terrible day is very near and shall overcome you, says the Lord. Behold, the judgments of God shall rain down from heaven upon all who offend. For the wine of God's fury is poured out full strength into the chalice of his reckoning, and in his fierce anger he shall surely cause all in the earth to drink from it. For thus says the Lord, I have indeed drawn the line and set the standard. I have indeed placed it in the midst of all people, says the Lord. And no one shall by any means pass over after the number has been fulfilled, when the first election is established. For in the days of Noah there were many mockers and many who pushed out the lip, jeering and laughing, until the day Noah entered the ark and the door was shut. So shall it be with this wicked generation. The door shall be shut, and many shall be left standing outside, without a covering, with no shelter to protect them from the hard rains which are about to descend. For lo, I tell you a mystery, which shall soon be made known. Those who come out before the time, who obey my voice, will pass to one side, and those who refuse, to the other, one on this side, and many more to the other. And those who pass over to this side, joining those who remain on this side, shall be plucked up and hidden. Yet some shall be replanted and serve. While those who refuse my voice, even to rebel against me, shall remain on their own part, on the other side of the line which the Lord has drawn, left to endure the plight of their error. By this is the inner court and the outer court measured, and all found on the outer court shall surely die, for they are left outside, with no way in, though they falsely perceive themselves to be on the inside, with their back set against the walls, placing all their faith in a house doomed to destruction, soon to be torn down. Yet those who come out from among them shall enter the inner court, though they are seen as outcasts and labeled falsely as heretics by their peers. Yet these shall surely live, escaping all these things which I am about to do, which I shall surely bring upon all the inhabitants of the earth. For indeed many are called, yet few are chosen, says the Lord. Even so. Amen. Therefore, come out of her, my people, and surrender unto me. Come out from among them, and be separate from the churches of men. Touch no more the unclean thing, and I will receive you, says the Lord. Turn away from my voice no longer, to your own hurt. For the time is ending, and the first of many must be taken. They must enter in, and the door must be shut. For judgment shall rain down from heaven, filling the entire earth. Come out, therefore, all you who have ears to hear. Heed the sound of this trumpet, and come out, for this is indeed the trumpet call of God, says the Lord of hosts, your Redeemer.